everyone. Thank you for tuning in to episode 56 of the Kitchen Stitches podcast. Today is Sunday, May 31st, 2015, and I'd like to thank returning viewers for coming back, and for those of you who are checking me out for the first time, thanks a lot. I hope you enjoy what you hear. I am Summer. You can find me on Ravelry as Summer Yarns, which is S-O-M-E-R-Y-A-R-N-S, and also on Instagram with the same username. Today, we will talk about finished objects, works in progress, spinning, in the kitchen, what I'm reading, and what I've been up to. So let's get started with some knitting. I do have a finished object to talk about this week. I finished the TGV that I have been working on since Ravelinix 2014. I cast it on during the opening ceremonies of the Winter Olympics in 2014. And finally finished it. I guess I finished it. It must have been right after I recorded the last time. I don't remember the exact date. But the TGV is a paid pattern by Susan Ashcroft. And I did this in Undead Yarn Vampire and Zombified, which is a neon green with black. And if you have listened regularly, you'll know that I had misgivings about this project. I wasn't sure about the colors. I wasn't sure how it would look on me. And I was considering whether or not I would actually keep it when I was done. Well, let me tell you, I love this shawl. I cast it off bound it off and tried it on, and I was so surprised at how great it looked. It was just so much better than I thought it was going to be. So strike everything that I have said. I absolutely love it. So that is my one finished object for this episode. And I do have a lot of works in progress. I can't say that I've been monogamous, because that's not the right word. Obviously, there are several works in progress, but I have been very focused. I have one project that I've been working on at work, and then I've been, for the most part, working on one project during the week. Even though I do have several things that I've worked on, I mean, you know, maybe touched a little bit, I haven't actually been devoting a lot of time to very many projects. So the first that I have is my sock yarn blanket, which I've talked about a lot. I'm doing the Shelley King version, just the mitered squares, and I think I got two squares done on that. I mentioned a couple of episodes ago, maybe it was the last episode, that I had gotten mini skeins from Gnome Acres in the Marvel colorway, and I did the Captain America and the Iron Man color on sometime over the, maybe it was last Sunday. And I think I'll probably actually pick that up and do a square or two today. The other thing that I have been working on is my two-lane Highway Rage socks. And as I mentioned in the last podcast, I wanted to get to a point where I could work on those for graduation. Whew, had to pause there for a minute. I had a big sneeze. Anyway, I wanted to work on these during graduation. My daughter graduated from high school last night. I'll talk about that and what I've been up to. And I needed something that I could work on while we were there. We had to get there about an hour and a half early. And, of course, the ceremony itself is really long. So I worked really hard a couple of nights this week to get finished with the foot and do the heel, so that all I would have to do was work on the cuff or on the leg during graduation. And I got that done. I did what heel did I use? The OMG heel by Megan Williams. My cat is playing in a little toy, one of those tubes that they run through. So that's what the rattling is, if you hear that, or the crinkling. Anyway, I got the heel done and put it aside. I actually put the project in my purse so I wouldn't forget it for graduation. And then during graduation, I got 5 repeats of the pattern done. By the way, the two-lane Highway Rage socks is a paid pattern by Sarah Stevens. And I'm using another Crafty Girl Twinkle Sock in the Gamut colorway. And these socks are just absolutely gorgeous. I love them so very much. I'm going to do 13 repeats total on the leg. And so, like I said, I've done 5, so I've got 8 more repeats. And then I don't remember how long I made the cuff, but I think I made it. I probably did 15 rounds. I think that's what I typically do. So I don't know when I'll get these finished. They are my standby socks for when I'm stuck somewhere. So I'll probably stick them in my purse and do them whenever I am in a place where I need them. We are traveling next week, but I want to bring some bigger projects. I don't know how much I'll get done on them, but I'll have them with me just in case. The next project that I have been working on is the Newton Shawl, and this is a paid pattern by Very Busy Monkey. I'm doing this in Dream and Color Everlasting in Henna, and this is, they've updated the base on this, and this is the older base. And it is such a pretty yarn. It's in the red family with some pops of pink that you wouldn't really notice unless you're in the right light. So it's kind of it's a henna color that's very aptly named. And I really, really love it. Unfortunately, I am running very, very low. I've got just 4 repeats of the edging pattern left, which is, there's 24 rows in the repeat. So I've got, 4 repeats times 24. And I've got just this little ball left. And actually, before I start working on them the next time, I'm going to weigh the ball, and then see how much one repeat takes. I do have enough to at least to do one more repeat, and then see if I've got enough to do the rest of them. This far along, I hate to think about running out. I did check Ravelry, and there was one person who had a skein that they were willing to trade or sell, but they wanted $20 and they were in the UK, so it would be $20 plus shipping from the UK for just a little bit. So I have a couple of ideas. The first would be to potentially reach out to some of the people who have it marked that don't have it in their will trade or sell tab, just in case they just haven't organized their stash that way, or just in case someone might be willing to give me just a few ounces, or actually probably just a few grams, or maybe they would be willing to trade some mini skeins. I don't know. So that's one option, is to try to reach out to some of these people just in case. My other option would be to rip out the edging completely, because I do have a skein of Dream and Color Everlasting in a different color that I could do the edging in. So I could do a contrast color. And I wouldn't mind doing that. I think it would look really pretty. It's just the idea of ripping out all of that. It doesn't really take me very long. I can easily do one repeat in an evening. There's only about 24 stitches in the, like, per row. So it doesn't really take me that long. But the idea of ripping it out, it's painful. But if I run out, that is probably what I'll end up doing. So I'll keep you posted on that. The other project that I have been spending a lot of time with is my Clapotee. And this is a free pattern by Kate Gilbert, and it was in Knitty many years ago. I was actually still working at MD Anderson at the Cancer Center, I've been at my current job almost 7 years. So it's probably about 8 years back. And of course, if everybody hasn't done a Clapotee, I'd say everybody's probably considered doing a Clapotee. And it's such a pretty pattern. I've wanted to do it from the very beginning. And then there was a yarn store that I used to go to, Yarns to You, which closed several years ago now. And one of the one of the samples they had was of a clap of tea done in blue heron rayon metallic, and I think it was black. And every time I would go in there, I would play with that because it was just so, so gorgeous. So I decided that if I ever made one, that's what I wanted to use to make it with. And I ended up with a coupon, kind of a Groupon type thing. I think it was an Amazon local coupon for another local yarn store a couple of years ago, and bought the, and ended up buying myself a skein of blue heron, blue heron rayon metallic in the blue violet colorway, specifically to make the clap of tea. The clap of tea is another one that I cast on for Ravelinix in 2014. I cast on that and the TGV on the same night. And it's gotten, you know, it's just one of those that I would pick up every once in a while. And I finished whatever the TGV was my work project before. So I brought the next one, the next oldest project to work, and I've been working on that. And I think I am 2 repeats away from starting the decreases. And it's so, it, you know, all of these works in progress. I know that the surefire way to actually get them finished is to bring them to work and leave them there as my project to work on during breaks and over lunch, because I will actually work on them. And that is working for this, and it is going to be absolutely stunning. I don't know exactly what I will wear it for, because it is kind of a little fancier, but it will be a nice thing to have for those days when you just want just something a little bit special. So I'm really, really loving that. And it's such an easy pattern. I love row 8, and that's the one where you drop the stitches. I find that to be so much fun. Let's see. I talked last time about casting on the Hitofude, and that is a paid pattern by Hiroku Fukatsu. And I'm using Miss Babs Katahdin in Ivies, which is IVY apostrophe S. And I've finished one repeat on that, and it has gotten some love since the last time I recorded, but it hasn't gotten much. I'm not quite sure how to fit it into my knitting regimen. I have a list of these things that I'm working through, and I don't know where to fit it. So it's just kind of stranded there for a little while. The very, very little work on, I picked up my Yaza Wayette shawl, which is a paid pattern by Susan B. Anderson. I'm doing version 3. And I'm using Miss Babs Yaza in Blue Ridge. And oh my gosh, Belle has come to cuddle with me. This is my son's kitty, and she doesn't cuddle very much, and she just came and is cuddled up next to me. And oh, it's just so sweet. You might be able to hear her purring. Oh, I love it when kitties do that. So anyway, I just picked up the Yaza Wayette shawl. Oh, let's see. Hopefully she's not gonna knock my iPad over. Okay. I'm distracted by the cat. Sorry. She's about to sit on you guys. Hopefully she's not blocking the speaker. I don't know why she's being so affectionate all of a sudden. Okay. I guess she wants to be on the podcast this week. So, yes, I worked one row of the Yaza Wayette shawl this morning before I went to the movies with my daughter. So that is where we are on that. Belle is not enjoying me talking to you guys right now. So the Newton shawl was, I've been picking one project to devote all of my work to during the week. And last week it was the Newton shawl. This week it will be the Yaza. So that's why I switch projects on Sundays. So that's why it's only gotten one row. Sorry guys. Okay guys, I might have lost just a little bit of audio there, but I had to regulate. Belle was absolutely not cooperating and was laying all over my iPad and all over my computer. And she's actually on top of my computer right now, so I'm going notesless for the next little while. So I was talking about the Yaza and how that is going to be my project for this week. So let's see. That's everything. That is all of my works in progress. I really want to work on the Hitofude some, so I may mix things up just a little bit. Spinning. I have not a whole lot to share. I had just, I guess I had just started the Nitty and Color. It's weird, only podcasting every 2 weeks. It doesn't seem like that's been on the wheel for 2 weeks, but it has. I had started the Nitty and Color Merino Bamboo in Street Spirit the last time I recorded. And actually, I keep meaning to ask Jeanette, Bookish Stitcher, who gifted me this fiber. And I'm going to try to remember to send her a send you a message in Ravelry, but just in case I forget and you hear this, I have thought that this was Merino Bamboo, but when I looked at the label, the check mark was actually between Merino Bamboo and Merino Silk. So actually, I have no idea which of those I am spinning. So if you happen to remember which one this is, I would greatly appreciate it if you would tell me. And like I said, I'm going to try to remember to email you and ask, but I've only spun Merino Bamboo once, and I've only spun Merino Silk once. And it feels more like Merino Silk, I think, than Merino Bamboo. So I may have been mistaken in that. Anyway, this is spinning up very, very thin. I have finished the first bobbin. I'm going to do a traditional three-ply on this. It will be the first time I've done that. But it's spinning thin enough that I think I can do sock yarn with this. So that is what I'm planning to do. I finished the first bobbin. I have put about 3 days onto the second bobbin, I believe. And it may be spinning just a tad bit thicker than how I started out with. It seems to be going faster, which makes me think that it's probably a little bit thicker, but it's still very, very thin. So I'm really, really loving this. The colors are just amazing. The overall impression, if you look at the bobbin, is a blue or a green, depending on where in the fiber it is. Very dark blue, very dark green, with pops of yellow and pink and purple and orange, and it is just absolutely gorgeous. And for the most part, it's been great to spin. The first bobbin went a lot better. The second bobbin, I had a little bit harder time getting started. The tension was off, and I kept snapping the fiber, and it was a little frustrating. But I think that I have found my rhythm with it now. Like I said, I will do a traditional three-ply on this, and depending on yardage, I hope to have enough to do a pair of socks. So, very exciting, and I'm really enjoying that. The only thing is, because it is spinning so thin, it's taking forever, and my knitting, spinning ADD is starting to bother me, and I want to spin something else, which means I really should pull out my spindle. I haven't spun anything on my spindle, at least since the last time I podcast. I think I had spun a little bit the last time, but I haven't touched it since then. I will take that with me on vacation so I can continue to get my 15 minutes per day in. So maybe that will appease my ADD for now. That is the only spinning I have done. I don't have any enabling this week, I don't believe. I did order some fiber, but it isn't here yet. So I will talk about that the next time I record. In the kitchen, let's see. The only thing I wanted to talk about, the last time I podcast, I talked about the fail I had with the butter chicken in the crock pot when my crock pot turned off in the middle of the day. I tried the recipe again last Sunday because we were home, or it may have been Monday. It may have been Memorial Day. And it was a day that we were home all day. And I decided to give it a shot again, and it turned out really great. It was a really, really easy recipe. You brown the chicken first in butter and with butter and garlic, and I think it was olive oil. It was vegetable oil. And you would put onion in if you wanted to, but I don't do onion, so I used some onion powder. And then the sauce, it had a lot of Indian spices. It used tandoori masala, garam masala, curry powder, which really there's not, I looked at the ingredients on the curry powder and I looked at the ingredients on the garam masala and they're really very similar, so I don't know why it called for both. From what I understand, Indian cooks never use curry powder. There's no reason to. It's just a mix of spices. You're already using a mix of spices. So, and when I make it in the future, I will probably just increase the amount of the garam masala I use rather than using curry powder because why not? What else did it have? Cardamom. You're supposed to use whole cardamom pods, but I couldn't find them in my grocery store, so I just used ground cardamom. And, oh, I don't even remember what all of the ingredients were. Then it has tomato paste and coconut milk and plain yogurt. And you mix it all with the chicken and let it simmer. It only has to cook about 4 to 6 hours on high. You could leave it in, you know, for 8 to 10 on low if you wanted to do it before work. And we just had that with some naan and some rice. And it was really, really good. I think it could have used maybe a tiny bit of heat because it wasn't spicy. I mean, it was spicy, but it wasn't hot. You know, there wasn't the burn that I would have expected a little bit of. But other than that, it was delicious. So it was a fail the first time. It was a definite win the second time. Other than that, I haven't done anything in the kitchen. I did make some brownies for a party my husband had about a week ago. And those turned out fine. I've made them before. I've talked about them on the podcast before. They were from Sally's Baking Addiction. And, they were just brownies. I keep wanting to bake more and I just haven't had time or haven't had a reason. For Memorial Day, I did make a trifle that's not really worth, I mean, it was good, but it wasn't earth shattering. I just took a pre-made angel food cake and made some, I used white chocolate instant pudding. I think it was Hershey's, not Jell-O brand, and mixed that with some, whipped topping and some strawberries and blueberries and just kind of layered those. And it was good. I needed to double the pudding because there wasn't very much, but it was still really good. Other than that, it's really been kind of boring in the kitchen around here. I hope now that school is out that I can experiment a little bit, maybe do some interesting recipes, but so far, the past few weeks, nothing exciting at all. So what I have been reading, remember that I'm working from notes now that Belle decided she was going to take over my computer. I finished the last book that I was reading when I podcast last. I don't remember what I was reading. I don't remember. Well, whatever I was reading, I finished. I moved on to Drums of Autumn, which is the fourth book in the Outlander series. I think that must have been what I was reading the last time. I was reading that. My loan ran out through Overdrive. I had checked it out from the library. And rather than purchase the book, which I sometimes is my knee-jerk reaction, I just placed another hold on it and we'll finish it. Well, I'll read it again when that hold comes up, and I think I'm number 36 on the holds list, so that's going to be a while. And in the meantime, I'm going on with my list of books that I want to read. So I picked up 100 Years of Solitude by Gabriel Garcia Marquez, which has been on my list, and I've actually tried to read it one time, probably about 7 years ago or so, and I don't remember why I put it down, but I did. And I started reading it, and I just couldn't get into it. It was boring. It was literally putting me to sleep, and my mind was wandering, so I decided second time attempt wasn't winning me, so I just put it aside. Didn't even give it the 50 pages that I would normally, and decided it wasn't worth my time to spend with a book I wasn't enjoying. So the next book I picked up, don't laugh, was The Jungle by Upton Sinclair, So I had, it's one of those books that, it came up in my randomizer. I've talked before about how I use a randomizer to pick my next book. And it kind of made my stomach sink, the idea of reading it. But I looked at Goodreads reviews, and it was actually, they were much more positive, and people liked it a lot more than they thought they were going to. So I decided, let me give this a shot. I've discovered books that I really didn't think I was going to enjoy that much that I did once I actually started them. So I started it. I kind of liked the writing style at first, but then it really started to get to me. It's written in second person. So it was like, you see this person, or you do this, you do that. And it really started annoying me. And then it started getting into the social commentary, which I knew the book is, I mean, that's what the book is about. And it turned me off. That's just not what I'm in the mood for reading right now. I don't feel obligated to read the book just because it's one of those classics. So I put that one aside too. And I started Tears of the Desert by, oh my gosh, I don't have my notes, but it's Halima, I can't remember. I'll put it in the show notes, and I'll talk about it next time too when I have finished it. But it is a memoir of Darfur, and so far it's written, I think there are three parts of the book. The first is the narrator's childhood, and then it moves into other areas. She becomes a doctor, and it talks about the conflict in Darfur. And I suspect that it's going to get rather brutal and pretty heartbreaking or heartrending. But so far it's been really interesting hearing about the childhood and, this African village, and it's really interesting. And it's written very well. I really enjoy the writing style. So I will definitely continue this one. I'll finish this book. I'll probably finish this one by the end of the week. And I don't remember what was up next. It was a YA book. Ostrich Boys is the one that I will read after that. So that is what I have been reading and what I've been up to. Gosh. Most importantly, okay, so last week on Monday, this past week, Monday, was a holiday here in the States. It was Memorial Day. And we had the day off. That was, if you watch the news, Austin, Texas had quite a bit of flooding. I know that in that whole area around Austin had horrible, horrible flooding on Memorial Day. And then sometime that night, I don't remember when it started, early evening-ish, the rain from there hit us, and it rained all night long. It didn't just rain all night long. It stormed all night long. I mean, there was literally thunder every few seconds for hours and hours and hours. It was kind of like being in a hurricane without the wind. It was intense, and we had tons of rain. I mean, just so much rain. There are areas of the city that got up to almost 12 inches of rain, and our area probably got around 9 or 10 inches. Luckily for us, our house didn't flood. I don't think any houses in our neighborhood did flood, but our street was completely covered, water up at least halfway up our garage. No, not our garage, our driveway. We had a tiny bit of water get in the garage, I think, but there was nothing there for it to damage. It's concrete, so that was fine. The cars were fine. But it was insane. It was just an insane amount of rain. There have been statistics about the billions of gallons of rain that we got. The Houston itself flooded pretty bad. There were freeways completely underwater. It was either areas of the city that hadn't flooded in a while, just completely underwater. It was a big, big mess. Luckily for us, Houston's, what do you call it? Sewage system? Is that the right word? The water drains pretty quickly. So you, by the middle of the day of that Tuesday, things were back to normal for most of the city. And we did not have to work on Tuesday, although it took forever for them to make that decision. And we were back to work on Wednesday without a problem at all. Made for a very weird work week. And then yesterday, let's see, well, the last day of school. Okay, so our schedule was very weird the last couple of weeks of school. The seniors had their finals, but not this past week, but the week before. So they were done with classes, but they had some activities they had to go to. The rest of the school had finals last week. Last day of school was Thursday, and I have never been so glad to see the last day of school as I was this year. Seriously. Oh my gosh. This has been a rough year. And then yesterday was graduation, and my daughter graduated. We were so, so proud of her. We went with a couple of friends of ours to Bernie's Burger Bus. I've talked about that before. It's a restaurant, best burgers I've ever had. And before we could see storm clouds and hear thunder, see lightning while we were eating, but it was a little bit further north. And we made it to the stadium where graduation was without a problem. And it started raining pretty much as soon as we got in the building. And it let loose. It was just raining torrentially. More street flooding. Luckily, it wasn't too bad and it drained very quickly. But we were really worried that, one, we would get stranded in the stadium. And, two, I mean, that actually happened on Monday night. The Houston Rockets were in the playoff and fans got stranded. So we were worried for sure that we might get stranded. And then the other thing we were worried that people wouldn't be able to make it to graduation. And I think there probably were some people who didn't make it, but for the most part, all of the graduates were there. And it was just crazy. The roof was leaking, so there was a time when we could see just it was basically raining in the stadium. That was fun. But overall, everything went off smoothly. We didn't run into any high water. And we saw my girl graduate. So that was a very eventful event, put it that way. Other things that have been going on, nothing really. School, end of school was really it. Next week, week from yesterday, we are leaving to go to North Carolina for orientation. My daughter's college orientation is Monday and Tuesday of next week. So we're going up there for that, and then we'll spend an extra day that Wednesday to get to do some touristy stuff and then make our way back. I wish I had more time to stay. I'd love to see some of my North Carolina friends and maybe visit some yarn stores, that kind of thing. But she'll be there for 4 years. Eventually, I will be there at a time when I can do that. So that is our plan. I need to think about my knitting goals for that week, what I want to bring with me, that type of thing. But I'm really looking forward to, it's not exactly a vacation, but it's a vacation from work, and that is always welcome. So, I guess that is it. I think I'm liking the podcasting every 2 weeks. I just don't think I can maintain an every week schedule. I don't know how well it's working as far as listeners go. I've noticed that the membership to the group has dropped, so I don't know. We'll see. This is going to be my schedule for sure through the summer, and then we'll see what happens once school starts again. So for now, whether you are stitching or whether you're in the kitchen, I hope you enjoy what you enjoy. What am I saying? I hope that you have fun doing what you enjoy. I will talk to you in 2 weeks. Bye.